Bedtime, Little Bear. Late one afternoon, Little Bear was balancing on an old log. It was a good game. "Time for bed, Little Bear," called Jima Bear. "It's getting late." Little Bear stopped balancing for a moment and fell off. He didn't feel a bit sleepy. "I don't think that can have been Jima Bear calling me," he said to himself. "It must have been the trickling stream." A few minutes later, Little Bear found some lovely leaves to play in. His friend Mouse passed by. Little Bear called the mouse, "I think I heard Jima Bear calling you." Little Bear poked out his head. He didn't want to stop playing. He was having so much fun. "I don't think that can have been Mouse's squeaky voice," he said to himself. "It must have been the rustling leaves." When Little Bear finished playing, he noticed that the sky was as red and gold as the fallen leaves he had been playing in. He climbed a tree to get a better view. High in the branches, his friend Squirrel was scampering past. "Little Bear," called Squirrel, "didn't I hear Jima Bear and Mouse calling to you?" Little Bear hugged the trunk. "That wasn't Squirrel calling," he said to himself. "It must have been the breeze swishing through the leaves." Little Bear watched as the sun slipped behind the hill. Then he climbed down to the bottom of the tree. Shadows were deepening all around him. "It's time to go home," said Little Bear. As Little Bear trudged through the trees, the moon rose up into the sky, and all the twinkling stars came out. "It's almost light as day," said Little Bear. "But somehow, things look different at night and scary, too." Little Bear wasn't sure which way to go. Now, Little Bear thought that maybe someone had been calling him. He wished that he had answered. What if he could never find his way home? Just then, he heard a tiny sound. "Little Bear." Little Bear listened harder. "Little Bear, Little Bear, Little Bear." "That's not the trickling stream," said Little Bear. "And it's not rustling leaves or the breeze in the tree. It sounds like Jima Bear." And it was. Little Bear ran right into Jima's warm, furry arms. Mouse and Squirrel, who had been helping Jima Bear search for Little Bear, did a quick little dance of delight. Little Bear felt very sleepy now, so Jima Bear carried him home to his snuggly bear. "Good night, Little Bear," said Jima Bear softly. "Good night, Little Bear," called Mouse from his comfy bed. "Good night, Little Bear," said Squirrel from his treetop nest. It was peaceful in the woodland, and all that could be heard was the trickling stream and the rustling leaves and the breeze in the tree and a little bear snoring softly. The end.